The closing statement will come from the head of our board. So this is from Thierry Vandal, who's with us now. Just to give you a clear sense, Thierry Vandal is the head of Hydro-Québec. So this is, I don't know how much they earn here, but it's a multi-billion dollar corporation. It's significant, and it's a big player clearly in the energy sector. So Thierry brings that perspective with him, and it's been extremely valuable to the network through his role on the board. He is, I must say, an extremely effective chair, and more than anything else, he keeps me, for instance, from going off on tangents, which is my favorite thing. So we have been extremely fortunate to have him guiding us and providing his insights. And on that note, I'd like to introduce Thierry Vandal. Closing remarks.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. It's really a pleasure and an honor to be here to provide these closing remarks for this meeting. It's also great to have you. We've got some decent weather for you right now, so hopefully you'll stay around for the weekend. That's always fun. Weekends, especially the Saint-Jean-Baptiste weekend here in Montreal, is always a lot of fun. So for you, those of you from outside the city, please enjoy your weekend here. I understand you've got a great turnout for the network's first meeting, so that's very, very encouraging. And clearly we're all here because we share a common goal, which is a vision for a sustainable energy future. I have the pleasure, as mentioned, to lead Hydro-Québec. Just to give you the numbers, we're a $70 billion asset company. Last year we had roughly $13 billion worth of revenues, and we netted on those revenues $2.7 billion. We're in energy, we understand energy, and I can tell you I'm well-placed to understand the value of the work that this network is doing now for Canada. So it's really an honor, and I feel very honored and privileged to have the chance to act as chair for the board of directors since the end of 2012. I understand that you've had, as mentioned, I understand you've had some multiple sessions over the last few days as you look across the value chain for biofuels and all the interrelated steps to this value chain from feedstocks through conversion, utilization, and clearly the social, economic, and environmental sustainability issues around developing this value chain, which for me is an essential part. You can have the greatest projects in the world in terms of the economic side, but if you can't put together the social and the environmental aspects of these innovations, clearly that it's a fundamental area in which we have to advance also. I understand that each of the regional platforms, and I think that's a tremendous value to have these regional platforms across Canada, each of these regional platforms contains elements of all these themes of the value chain. And this allows for clearly having an understanding of the challenges that faced by the other portions of the value chain. And it's an approach which is essential. I can testify firsthand this understanding that you need to understand what's going on across all the value chain. In our field of work, it's understanding what's happening on the generation side of the business, the transmission side of the business, the distribution and use side of the business, and everything that makes this value chain work together, including things like telecoms, for example. So I can clearly translate that to the work that you're doing here. I'd like to highlight also some of the key elements of this biofuel network. It's not just research. Clearly, technical research and innovation alone is not enough to realize, it's important, but it's not enough to realize our vision of a large-scale biofuel industry within 10 years. Government policy also is going to play a very, very fundamental role. Partnerships are going to play a key role. Biofuel Nets community includes 110 institutions from academia, industry, government, and non-governmental organizations. Partnerships with the industry are essential to seeing new processes adopted and put into practice. I can tell you that Hydro-Québec will be part of that. We're very, very pleased to be cooperating even as we speak to this process. Partnerships with other academic institutions also and networks will provide very valuable knowledge and ensure BFN is well informed and working with the latest information. Training is also, and I heard a comment on that, training is also clearly very essential. We have to prepare the next generation of workers and leaders in this field across Canada. So BFN doesn't just provide the students with the financial support, however important that is, it also strives to offer an education outside of the traditional university setting. Webinars, certificate courses, workshops, I understand there's one taking place here tomorrow on June 22nd, will have the important role of exposing the students to a wide variety of topics that are essential to understanding biofuels. Now, a word on our role, our commitment to you as the Board of Directors, and here I'm speaking on behalf of all the members of the Board of Directors. Obviously, it's not our job to decide where the research priorities lie. There are people much better educated than I am and understanding of this field to do that, so we fully trust that process is well taken care of. But it is our job to make sure that there's a solid strategic plan that's in place and that the best management procedures are being followed and that BiofuelNet, the corporation, is compliant with all the regulations and the requirements of our funding. Our decisions are informed by the 8 active committees that report to the board, and our board has representatives from a very wide variety of key stakeholders, including BiofuelNet, biofuel production, energy, law, manufacturing, accounting, academia, and network management specialists. The board recognizes that our role is not to drive the innovation. Our role is to provide the oversight and the strong relationship with management and committees, including establishing the connections and promoting the BiofuelNet, which is going to make your work and the innovation that you will produce key in our success, our going success. In closing, this AGM and the network's activities over the last year really just represent a first step, but an important first step. Over the coming years, this AGM will grow, I'm sure, and we expect to represent to the world, starting next year, concrete steps forward, establishing a large, sustainable, advanced biofuel industry for Canada. Your role, our role, is not just about producing great science, it's also about producing great results. And in that sense, it's very, very essential, and I'd like to stress this point, to be fully engaged with the industry in this regard. I hope the last few days have been enlightening and that you're starting to feel at home with your teams. I'm very, very proud personally to be part of this network, and I have very high hopes for the future. So again, thank you very much. Thank you for the work you've done over the last few days. And I look forward to seeing you again all next year. Thank you. Enjoy Montreal.
All right. On that note, I don't think, Annie, do you have any final announcements? No, we're good. So I think there's a, just say thank you again to Thierry Vandel for looking after us and guiding us. And I think there's still coffee, et cetera, outside. So, and it'll be there for a while if you want to be out there imbibing caffeine and chatting and networking. So thank you, everyone, for coming. Have a great trip home.